Joining me today is Carl Speak, the author of Be Your Own Brand, the landmark best-selling book on personal brand written in 2001. Be Your Own Brand has sold over 100,000 copies and been translated into 12 languages. It's been made into an audiobook, used as basis for executive training courses and coaching programs for thousands of professionals, and has become the de facto textbook for numerous university courses in the fields of marketing, brand management, and leadership. Be Your Own Brand has been regarded as the first book to translate the principles of corporate brand management into a practical framework for individuals to build a strong personal brand. In addition, Carl has led a global brand management consulting firm working with the world's leading corporate brands for more than 35 years. Welcome, Carl. Thanks for joining.
You bet, Dave. Glad to be here.
Let me start by asking you how you got interested in the idea of personal brand over 20 years ago.
Well, Dave, as you mentioned, I've run a consulting firm for over 35 years, and our focus has been to help organizations build strong brands. Maybe the first 10 or 15 years, that was all focused on helping these companies build strong product brands. But then things changed in the field of brand management. The focus moved from building product brands to building corporate brands. And of course, we evolved with that. And because we wanted to make sure we gave good advice, we did a lot of research, a lot of benchmarking kind of research to find out what makes those organizations with strong corporate brands different from the rest. And here's what we found out. To our surprise, it was not that they had larger brand building budgets. It wasn't because they were smarter brand builders. That may have had something to do with it, but that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was that organizations that have strong corporate brands all have one thing in common, and that is they have highly engaged and aligned corporate cultures. You see, to build a strong corporate brand, what we found out was it's more about building the culture than it is about marketing or about brand promotion. And so we went about understanding, really trying to understand, how do you align a culture around a brand? And hence the adoption, the beginning of something that we all today call internal brand building. And we discovered the most effective way to do that is if we could have individuals understand themselves as personal brands, then they could relate their personal brand to the brand of the company. So it was a way to create a common basis then for people to decide how engaged they were with the company they worked for. So for us, personal brand was a natural outcome of our corporate brand building practice. But 20 years ago, personal brand was new. And our reason for developing personal brand was very different than, say, a reason like a guy like Tom Peters. Although we have a lot in common, Tom had different reasons than us, but we came to the same place.
Carl, talk about how personal brand has become such a huge part of our culture.
Well, Dave, let me start by saying that, you know, back in 1999 or the year 2000, whether it was Tom Peters or myself, we thought personal brand was an interesting idea, but in no way did we think that 20 years hence, that it would be as big as it is today. And so let me sort of give you a sense for that. As you may know, personal brand is almost colloquial today. It seems like it's everywhere. So just as an example, if you did a simple search on Google on the term personal brand, it comes up with between 8 billion and 10 billion results. Really? It's crazy. Jeez. You know, there's been more than 50 books have been written on the topic. There's more than 100 blogs written today on personal brand. It's almost become ubiquitous. I mean, it's in some ways, it's crazy, but it's here and it's here to stay. And it turns out there's some really compelling reasons why this happened. So it's here to stay. And trust me, we had no idea it would ever become this big.
From your perspective, being at the birth of personal branding, how would you describe the current state of personal brand?
There's no question, Dave, that personal brand is as relevant today as it's ever. It's probably more relevant today than it has ever been, period. But there's really a lot of uncertainty about personal brand and how people understand it. So I don't think there's uncertainty about that it's real. It's just that people have different definitions. So for some people, building a personal brand is basically a vanity project. You know, it's an endless effort of self-promotion. People sort of focused on winning this, you know, like a popularity contest. And they score this thing by looking at social media metrics like likes and followers. You know, so the idea is for some people, it's like, how do I really promote myself? It's about vanity. It's about ego. And frankly, along with that, it's about hyperbole, in some ways, a lack of authenticity. And then there's the other side of the spectrum. And where there are a lot of people who take personal brand very seriously, and they view it as a foundation for managing and succeeding in their professional life. They see personal brand today, really more than ever, something that they need to manage if they want to get the career success that they expect. So I'm not sure about today. I mean, I believe it's a midlife crisis, but I think we suffer from, let's say, a split personality, almost an identity crisis. I'm not sure which. I know it's valid today, but I think we have needlessly created some confusion around the idea.
Talk about the confusion. Give me an example if you have one.
Well, as you might imagine, I keep a library of materials, things that are written about personal brands. So I was reviewing that file the other day, just, I don't know why, for the heck of it. Well, I'm doing some research or something else I'm writing. And I came across this piece that was written a couple of years ago. And there's a quote in here that was striking. And this quote came from Sheryl Sandberg, as you probably know, is the COO of Facebook. And not to take this out of context, but she was talking about personal brand. And what she said just stopped me in my tracks. I mean, I stopped and I had to reread this quote, I don't know, 3-4 times. So here's what she said. If you think you are building your personal brand, please don't. You don't have a brand. Crest has a brand. Perrier has a brand. When I hear anyone talk about building their personal brands, I know that's not right, she says. And then she goes on to say, and when we are packaged, we are ineffective and inauthentic. I don't have a brand, but I do have a voice. If you think you are building a personal brand, you will not have the career you want because you will not be authentic. She goes on to say, don't package yourself. Just speak and speak honestly with some data behind you. End of quote.
Well, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it's an out there perspective, but of course, it's a valid perspective, and she's a very smart woman and with a lot of great experiences. But there are two things that came to mind when I read that after the fourth or fifth time. First was, I thought back when Tom Peters and I were first advocating the idea of personal brand, you know, 20 years ago, we were in no way suggesting that building a personal brand was about dehumanizing a person. We didn't think that at all. I mean, we didn't believe then, we don't believe now that people are products for corporations. We believe just the opposite. So we were very clear that building a strong personal brand meant define your distinctive, authentic voice, then be relevant by directing your talents to make valuable contributions, and be consistent in your actions demonstrating your authenticity. That's how brands think. And we said if individuals could do that, they would then have the same credibility and success as brands. So our focus was to have people build a personal brand, you know, to build a personal equity as a means to give them a personal empowerment tool so they could build a career that was true to their values. Now keep in mind that 20 some years ago, so many people went to work for corporations, usually large corporations. And when they did, there was a consternation that was going on. To be successful, you had to assume the values of the big company you worked for, or you were not successful. Times were changing, and we were saying two things. One is the big corporation you trusted for all of your life is not always going to be there. But more importantly, you should build your career around your values. And we were offering them a way to do that. Well, let me add the other thing about this quote. And this is what sort of caught my eye, and maybe frankly where I had a little disagreement with her, was Ms. Sandberg is a very successful, a very sophisticated business leader, period. No question about that. she was very hesitant to use the word personal brand, because if you look at what she said, she was describing a lot of what personal brand is, but she was hesitant to use the term, and she's smart, so she knows what terms work and don't work in a public setting. But what struck me was, if she was talking about brand to describe Facebook, and if she had conversations about what makes Facebook unique, you know, she would talk about the uniqueness of the values of Facebook, or she would talk about how their brand allows them to build and support this humongous user base, and how a strong brand allows her to manage advertisers in a way that's the best for their business. So she had no qualms using the word brand for her business, but boy, when it came to talking about something similar for individuals in their careers, she wouldn't touch personal brand. I found that really curious.
And that brings something up that you talked about earlier, and that's the rise of social media. And is that perhaps causing confusion on what is really personal brand and not?
Yeah, there's no question. I think there are two things, Dave, that has brought personal brand along. And one of those trends is good. And the other trend, the jury is out. So let me take the first one real quick. The one trend that really allowed personal brand to have the life it has today is that there were some significant generational changes. And in Generation X and Generation Y, absolutely value personal brand is integral a part about the way they think about their career. So the attitudinal changes and the idea of more of a self-focus of these generations gave personal brand life and gave it stamina, and that's good. And then along comes social media. And there's no question that without social media, personal brand would not be nearly as popular, not nearly as colloquial as it has become today. But I would say to you that what's happened is that personal brand in some ways was hijacked by social media, not on purpose, not in a negative way. But for social media to be as successful as it is today, it needed people to be interested in their personal brand. And so the self-promotional nature of social media is what's really grabbed a hold of personal brand. And to some degree, it sort of tainted people's idea of personal brand. There's no question that without social media, personal brand wouldn't be as big. I mean, imagine trying to manage your career today if you didn't have LinkedIn. We have to have social media, but the problem is the self-promotional excesses of social media has sort of taken personal brand in a different way. So all of a sudden now the identity of personal brand has changed from that being primarily known as a way to manage your career to one where it's all about this endless pursuit of friends and followers. And to some degree, the whole social media's culture, in some ways, not all, but parts of social media, has really become drunk, I would say, on hyperbole, inauthenticity, blatant self-promotion, you know, trying to always get more and more, always trying to differentiate one from another. And so, you know, what's happened is by association, unfortunately for some people, personal branding has gotten a bad rap. Personal brand has been all about self-promotion, selfless hyperbole, really almost dishonesty. And of course, that's not personal brand, and that's not all of social media. If you think about personal branding being a early 2000 or 21st century phenomena, social media was the same. Facebook launched, I think, in like 2003, 2004, LinkedIn about the same time. So they grew up together, and one really helped the other. But I just sometimes feel like a tool like social media is, do people view it as a tool or is it the tail wagging the dog?
So Carl, how can we begin to encourage this midlife transition for personal brand?
Dave, first, I would suggest that we have a constructive, serious conversation about what a personal brand is and why it matters. Second of all, we need to be really clear in the way we talk about personal brand and make sure that we don't think personal brand is social media or social media is personal brand. And most importantly, that personal brand is not about shallow self-promotion. It's not about how many followers do I have. It's not about how many likes do I have. It's not about how many comments I have. You know, it's not about using tricks on social media, et cetera, just to get people to notice you. It's really about the difference you make through your actions. So you should stop counting followers and start focusing and counting on how much you make a difference for others. Next thing is, we need to provide people with some practical tools so that they can put together practical personal brand building tools that work every day for them. And I'll give you some examples in a second. We need to encourage people to be more authentic and to value their personal brand, that to realize their personal brand is who they are. And so it's so important that people are authentic, and that when we talk about personal brand, we are encouraging authenticity, not trying to avoid it. And we need to remind people that their personal brand is the strongest statement they can make about who they are, defined by the difference they make. So personal brand is, again, it's all about authenticity. And then finally, what I would say, and what's really important to keep personal brand alive and well, is for people to take advantage of the tools out there that can help them become better at their own personal brand building. So as an example, we have a website, broadviewlearning.com, where we have a number of sources of information for people they can use. We have blogs out there that pass along some of our insights. We have a number of personal brand building tools people can have access to. And we, as an example, we have a really great workshop out there for women leaders. It's very powerful. It's called Women Accelerate, Why Hesitate? And it's just a fantastic application of personal brand customized for women and women leaders. And it's just been a big hit. And then finally, one of the things that we know to be true about personal brand building is the importance of making sure your personal brand is in alignment with the brand of the company you work for. And again, on our website, we have tools and advice around this idea of internal brand alignment. So how can we begin to encourage a midlife transition? Take this conversation about personal brand seriously, do something about it, and take advantage of all the tools available in building a strong personal brand.
Carl, so, you know, let's look back here, or have you look back after 20 years of advocating for personal brand. You've worked thousands of individuals to help them become stronger personal brands. You know, do you have any advice for business professionals or folks just beginning their career who are listening today?
For sure. And let me summarize a few things, and then I'll end with the one piece of advice that I want people to walk away with. So here are a few key points.
Right.
So first of all, building your personal brand is serious business. I mean, you have to take it serious. It's one of the most important things you can do to build your career, period. But remember, you know, the purpose of personal brand is simple. It's to get credit for who you are and the difference you make with others. And that's universal for everybody, and a universal way for is a path for success for everybody. Now, I want to reiterate a point I just made because it's really important. Personal brand is not about shameless self-promotion. If you engage in this kind of this shameless self-promotion, that will mislead you and others. But more importantly, if you view personal brand as a shameless self-promotion, you're just there beating on your own chest and tooting your own horn, here's what's going to happen. It's going to discourage you from building a strong personal brand. You're going to hesitate. It's going to send you the wrong message. And building a strong personal brand is available to every single person who wants to take and make the effort. There's no secret sauce. It doesn't cost any more. It's just about how you go about your business every day. Next point I want to make is take your personal brand as seriously as you take yourself. Personal brand is about your commitment to your character and your authentic values. So if you believe in yourself, if you believe in your character, and if you really believe in what is most authentic about you, then personal brand is easy and it's straightforward. And I can tell you that as I look back on the people who I know have built really strong brands, it is this sense of authenticity and a connection to your values. The one thing I can tell you this, if you believe in your values, then you should believe in personal brand, because personal brand keeps you focused on your values and will help you build your values stronger than you ever could otherwise. Now, here's something you can do, and I think you should do. In fact, it's you have to do it, which is take the time to define your true, authentic personal brand qualities. Yeah, I call it a personal brand platform. You call it what you want, but it's the most important step you can make in your journey to reap the benefits of building a strong personal brand. Now, defining your personal brand isn't about who should you be. It's about who you are. But most importantly, it's about finding the precise words that define who you are. And so at the core, as an example, there's an idea called personal brand ethos. It's that one value that you never negotiate. It's what makes you strong. It's what characterizes you simply. If I look back at the people who I admire because they have such strong personal brands, every single one of them can tell me their personal brand ethos. It's almost written on their sleeve. But the other thing they can do, and this is really interesting, is if I ask them, why is it that that is your personal brand ethos? How did you come about that? They can all tell me a story about something that happened in their life that helped define that ethos. So that's critical. So define your personal brand quality, because if you can name them, you can know them. And if you can know them, you can act on them. So positively, without question, take the time, the introspection, to define your personal brand. Now, here's something some people realize and some people don't, and I want to remind folks, and that is that people with the strongest personal brands will have access to the best career opportunities. So it's really important to understand that people with the strongest personal brands will have access to the best career opportunities. That is that if your personal brand is well known and respected, then the opportunities that best fit you will flow towards you. And that's really one of the things that separates the strong personal brands from others. And that is that people with strong personal brands get access to opportunities that fit them so well that they can be the most successful. In fact, they can be more successful at those opportunities than others. And it's very unfulfilling for anybody to realize that somebody else had access to an opportunity that they felt they were as good or better at. Okay, so build a strong personal brand and those opportunities will flow your way. I promise you that. And conversely, a weak or undifferentiated personal brand will most likely result in missed opportunities and frankly, a lack of sense of fulfillment. Now, here's something that I want people to keep in mind before I get to my last piece of advice. Personal brand is not optional. Everybody has a personal brand. It's how people perceive you. Your brand is there. So my suggestion to you is why not put your personal brand to work for you? Because it's there. The worst thing that can happen is that you cannot pay attention to your personal brand and then you leave your personal brand strength up to luck. Because you see, if you don't define that personal brand and if you don't put it out there and if you don't communicate it and if you don't act on it, then what happens is your personal brand is defined by other people. Don't let that happen. There's no need to let that happen. It's not that hard. I am convinced of one thing I mentioned earlier in this podcast. We live in a personal brand world today. Personal brand is more important than it's ever been, and it's not likely to change for a long time. We're in a personal brand game. You need to be in a personal brand game. That's the bottom line. So why not take advantage of this process of building a personal brand? See, it's not hard. It's just a matter of paying attention, being clear who you are, and then feeling really good about making a difference. So here's my advice. Let me try to boil this down to three little pieces of advice that works for everybody. Number one, I want you to focus on being distinctive. And being distinctive means you are very clear what makes you different and that you use that differentiation, the thing that matters to you, the thing that you're most authentic about, to make a difference for others. So you have to decide why you're special. And everybody is special. You may think your brand is about caring, as an example, but you can be the most caring person possible. So be distinctive. Second of all, practice on making yourself relevant to others. Be sensitive to others. Be empathetic. And so that the more relevant you make yourself to others, the more of a difference you'll make. And finally, and this is the key, be consistent in your actions. Be consistent in who you are, because consistency breeds trust. And trust is the single most important quality of every brand, whether it's personal, product, or company. So my advice to you is put brand building to work. There are resources out there, and just keep asking yourself, am I distinctive? Am I making myself relevant? And how consistent am I every day? So Dave, hopefully that bit of advice will be helpful to the people who are listening to this podcast. And I know it has worked with tens of thousands of others.
Wonderful. Perfect advice, Carl, from a person who was there at the creation of Personal Brand and wrote a landmark book, Be Your Own Brand. Carl's resources are available at broadviewlearning.com. Articles, programs, blogs, things that stimulate the conversation and help you understand what a real personal brand is all about. I can't thank you enough for joining. I appreciate the insight and the time, and I look forward to additional conversations.
Dave, you're welcome, and I look forward to sharing more insights as well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You bet.